This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, happy Tuesday. Happy Texans minicamp day, and happy 610 day to y'all. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, LaFiggy Fig, hanging out with you. 713-572-4610 is the number to text if you want to get involved, or you can hop on the YouTube page or the Twitch chat. Both of those available. Is a lot of conversation happening, getting ready, or actually not even just getting ready, watching the various clips and things, the news items that are coming out of Texans minicamp, including obviously the big thing, C.J. Stroud throwing that football, baby.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something
that's
else.
That's it. That's it. Like, that is the response. John Lopez is like, so?
Yeah. Nothing to see here.
No, I thought you were going to. I thought you had a really,
y'all did
really...
all that hooting and hollering over him not throwing. So? And I was like, yeah.
What else is going on? And throwing to some nice catches, too. Jaden Higgins with a one-hander. Nico Collins with a one-hander. Already.
You're so not going to mention Dalton Schultz?
Yeah, threw one to Dalton Schultz as well. Look,
he sounded so excited about it. Yeah. Throwing the Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, we need to see that in the game, buddy.
Yeah, we need to see. We do need to see that.
I mean, that's a dude who has a level of I think expectation on him this off season, or this season rather. Like, mm-hmm. You know, what do we get from Dalton Schultz? We'll talk about that more as the show goes along as well. So excited to see what else comes out of that, and excited to hear from one D'Amico Ryans around 11 after after training in minicamp day one. Gets wrapped up. We'll hear from him, but then also C.J. Stroud will be speaking to the assembled media.
And he will be asked nevertheless. So that the answer is going to be interesting to hear, doesn't seem to be there doesn't seem to be any restrictions at all. I mean, it's just he's right in his place in line, you know.
Yeah. They did tell us we had to ask the questions. There were problems, there were questions that were worth asking, but now he's out there throwing and everything is fine. Everything's right with the world. Again, let's talk about these Houston Astros, however. The Astros, I said however, like everything is not fine with them. They're doing they're doing pretty well themselves, obviously leading the AL West. Although I was reading something that did point out the idea that the Astros are also in this place where, who was it in the fourth in one of these NL spaces? Mm-hmm. Like the actually are, you know, have the same record as the Astros. I think it's who is it? It's the is it the Padres? Yeah, the Padres actually have in the NL third in the NL West, but are half game above what the Astros would be as they lead the AL West. Like, that is,
by the way,
one of those wild things to consider.
Lead the AL West by 3 games now because the Seattle Mariners got walked off with a grand slam.
Yes, they did. They sure did. In fact,
with a grand slam.
Fantastic space when you talk about point differential, at least in the division. It's just not a great division. We know that. But the Astros are atop it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we're barreling through the season. We're, you know, headed towards the dog days of the season, and which means obviously headed towards the All-Star game, headed also towards the trade deadline, which obviously is at the end of next month. And as you move towards the trade deadline, these next few weeks become very important to see who's going to be buyers, who's going to be sellers, who needs some, to set themselves up. And ESPN put together an article where, you know, what every MLB team must do before the trade deadline. I was very intrigued as to what their answer would be for the Houston Astros here. And I got there, and I'm going to admit, I felt a little lackluster. I felt a little disappointed. Now, first and foremost, they did set this up with tiers where they had like teams that will be arming for October
right.
in the first tier, the secondary tier being positioning for a push, and the Astros were the very first team there. So first and foremost, how do you like the Astros being like very much considered a team that's positioning for a push, mm-hmm. like, you know, deep into the playoffs, and then also like just right on the cusp of being like, you know, arming themselves up for their October push to possibly go and win pennants and maybe the World Series?
No, I think that's fair. And, you know, especially considering what we thought they would be. We mentioned it yesterday. But I think it's fair because of where they are now in the division. They've won some important games, especially against the Mariners. No, I think that's more than fair.
All right, so they went this far when they were talking about what the Astros need to do before the deadline, and I take you to a segment I like to call reading. Mm-hmm. The Astros have pitched their way back onto familiar perch atop the AL West, though that might not say much more about the division than them, obviously. The expanding spate of rotation injuries will test Houston, but Aaron Geddy should be back in a few weeks, of course. We'll see what that looks like. Yeah. He is, you know, throwing or what have you. The offense is at its lowest ebb since the rebuilding days more than a decade ago. All pretty fair.
That's accurate.
Houston will have to hope for positive regression in some cases. That might be enough to keep Houston alive into October once again. Still, any kind of roster reconfiguration that gets Altuve out of left field might not be the worst idea. So there's two things happening there. We'll leave the Altuve left field thing for a little bit. Basically, what ESPN is looking at here, what Bradford Doolittle of ESPN is looking at mm-hmm. here, what the Astros have to do before the trade deadline, just keep on keeping on and hope that you regress to the mean. I was like, is it really that? Is that it when it comes to the possibility of finding a way to make the Astros better?
No, that's weak. Basically, what he said was what the Astros have as they try to sort of angle themselves toward the postseason is hope. I mean, he literally used the word hope. Well, they have to hope.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that he's pointing on, hoping on, is Jose Altuve, Christian Walker, Yordan Alvarez's right. health.
Regressing is kind of a weird word because the connotation means you're going backwards.
Yeah.
But he means going forward in terms of numbers and production.
Yeah, everybody will say, like, you know, regress to the positive regression.
Right, right.
And I'm like, wouldn't that be progression?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that how the language works? But everybody I know would say positive regression. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'll say positive regression. Yeah. But ultimately, yeah, your point.
No, and so I think there's much more that they feel like they would have to do, in order to position themselves, as he put, to make that run. This is not a team that can stand pat and hope. It's not. You know, he's not wrong. If Christian Walker does find a way to become the Christian Walker that they acquired, that helps. If Jose Altuve, really, Jose Altuve just needs to do the things that he's done for his entire career. And what was the other one he mentioned?
I mean, Yordan being healthy.
Yordan being healthy. Those are obvious. But I don't know if I like to, you know, bank on hope. You know, I don't think you can bank on hope and be perceived as aggressively trying to get to a better place.
No, but I think I also look at it and I go, is there anything other than that? Because as much as I'm like, is that all that you possibly have for you? Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have the answers on what else you do to try and put your best foot forward for the Astros in making that push towards there. Again, I mean, the Astros are well above 500 at this point. They've got themselves a nice little lead in the division. But the idea, I keep coming back to that, it really does feel like the ways that you get better is, you know, get healthy, especially if you can when it comes to pitching wise. But Jose Altuve give you more than what he's giving you, which is, you know, a decidedly average OPS where, you know, he is supposed to be more than decidedly mm-hmm. average right now. Christian Walker not look like Jose Abreu, right? And then Yordan Alvarez actually swing the bat. One, swing the bat at all, obviously coming off of injury, but two, swing the bat in a way that is befitting of the dude that we look at as one of the most feared hitters in baseball. Outside of that, like, I actually don't really have the great answers as to what else they do in order to put their best foot forward.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I have one.
Okay, please.
And
I'm interested.
I think it might be a little bit daring, but not too crazy in my opinion. They have to fix their catching position. They have to.
How?
Well, I mean, that's the million-dollar question, because then you would have to make a move for a catcher.
And again.
Because their defensive catching is bad. And bad is being generous.
Yeah, I mean, like, you've seen them throw a couple of guys out in the last week or so. But, I mean, yeah, it's still not going to be comparable across the majors. But again, that's another thing where I go, how do you actually fix that? And then also, if you do that, like, are you abandoning one or both of those guys? When you talk about Diaz and Caratini. Caratini actually has been pretty damn solid for you swinging the bat. Diaz, I mean, it's fluctuated, but it feels like it's come around to some degree at least, or like that it's starting to look a little bit more viable than it had looked a little bit earlier in the season.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is, first of all, when you say, how do you get that, you can say that at every position, every move that they potentially could make. Because of their farm system, because of what they might be giving up, et cetera. So they're in a bad spot.
But that's ultimately the point here, right?
I understand that. But you know, they're in a bad spot in terms of making any kind of deal. If they make a deal, is what my point is, I feel like it needs to be catcher. Because let's be very, very honest, as many good feelings as we have about the Astros right now, as much as we, you know, we feel pretty good about where they are, et cetera, they have lost games, and they're going to lose games because teams running on them, flat out. They've lost games this year because of that, because they have the worst percentage, last I checked anyway, in terms of stolen base percentage against. And once you get to the nitty gritty of the end of the season, once you get to the postseason, if you get there, teams are going to continue to challenge that catcher, and you are going to lose games because of them running on you.
Come on back, Marty.
Well, not Maldon.
Come on back, man. Come on back home.
I don't think anybody could really argue that point. We're already seeing every single team challenging them. And in the postseason, when it comes down to late innings and one run and all that, you give up bases and stolen bases and they're running all over you on your catcher, you're going to lose.
Yeah, okay. I hear your thought process here. I wonder, how marginal is that ultimately? And I mean, obviously, getting guys on the base paths and feeling comfortable running on you is probably not a good thing that you have here. But is that really the place where you get your maximum bang for your buck if you did have one move, right? Like, is that what you necessarily?
What would be more important? I mean, they're running all over you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hear you, and you're not wrong. But some of that also, as Joe Espada has mentioned, is, you know, we've had people text in many times during the season. Some of that is the pitchers in and of themselves. I'm not saying you're wrong. Mm-hmm. The catchers have played their role. But if you make a move, like, what does that do for you when it comes to Yainer, Diaz, and Caratini, like, where you go forward with those guys? Like, are you sending those guys away in a move of that sort? I mean, which does not
feel potentially.
Like, trading catchers would be kind of funny in that space. But, like, is that what you're doing there?
I mean, all I'm saying is this is a net negative. You know, you have a lot of net positives, obviously starting pitching, obviously bullpen, obviously the back end of the bullpen, obviously third base. You have a lot of net positives out here. Center field, just go down the list. You are a net negative at catcher. Flat out.
Just, I mean, considering offense and defense, the way that the bats have been coming along, I mean, if it means any, if it says anything to you over the last 7 days, Yainer Diaz is, you know, 750 OPS over the last 14 days is 793 OPS. Like, obviously, he's an offensive catcher. He's always been that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel better about this if the offense comes around and he's back to being a better offensive?
For sure. If you're just mashing, you know, up and down the lineup, then you can give up some stolen bases here and there. But
for you, it would have to be like the entirety of the lineup hitting again,
or
as opposed
the majority
to just kind
of
Yainer getting his bat better.
This is something that's just a very little thing that just irritates me.
That is very apparent.
Yeah. That just irritates the hell out of me. And you talk about it a lot too. Sometimes you love the small ball.
100%.
Teams are going to small ball you into oblivion with the stolen bases.
No, you're not wrong. Again, I think that's interesting to kind of parse out what would be the best place for them to actually make an addition, make a move if they had one place, which it does feel like they're not going to have a lot of opportunities to like do anything mm-hmm. you know, major. But then you look at, you know, find hopefully getting guys back healthy. That's another thing that they need to do in these next few weeks. Not that there's something that they can actively do mm-hmm. to figure out if they have starters for the stretch run. And offensively, yeah, it probably is just like hope that guys mm-hmm. return to what you expected of them and hope that the big guns do what they're supposed to do, whether mm-hmm. that's Yordan getting healthy or Altuve hitting better. I feel so helpless being that yeah. that is the major way that you probably get your Astros back to the place that they need to be in order to like really make a strong run. I mean, they're holding on. That is something mm-hmm. I can give them credit for, but the idea that there's not really much that they can do in the ways of like making this more more aerodynamic, mm-hmm. so to say,
yeah.
is kind of wild to consider. But yeah, if you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, if you didn't realize, it's 610, which means it's 610 day. Happy 610 day to you. And with that being the case, I kind of wanted to be baptized in the memories of 610. So question of the day, what is your favorite Sports Radio 610 memory? What's the memory that makes you a 610 listener? 713-572-4610. Text those in and we'll talk about that next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.